Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast, and become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows featuring guests sharing stories about growing up in a haunted house that was possessed by an evil presence, a nightmarish encounter with a UFO in the dead of night, and the financial horror stories from those who won the lottery and lived to regret it. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to hear these programs and many more truly thought-provoking shows from coast to coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back. George Norrie with you. Judge Jim Gray with us. We'll take calls with the judge next hour as we talk about all kinds of issues that affect all kinds of folks. Jim, you advocated, of course, that the drug laws be really kicked back. Back in when, 92?
It was, George, 26 years ago.
My amazing. Gosh, you were way ahead of your time, my friend. Way ahead.
Well, it's a curse, but from my position, a military criminal defense attorney, a federal prosecutor, a judge at that time for about 9 years, it was so abundantly clear to me that we could do it better, or we probably couldn't do it worse if we tried. And people are now beginning to see. I belong to a group called LEAP, which is Law Enforcement Action Partnership. It's a speakers group. There are about 200 legal professionals in law enforcement that are speaking the same way I am. So we're really gaining in impetus here, and it's about time.
Because I think the war on drugs has been a failure. I have advocated legalizing cocaine, heroin, everything. And am I off base or not?
No, George, I've taken the public position that drug prohibition is the biggest failed policy in the history of our country, second only to slavery, and I can back that up. Any listener can call in and present something near and dear to their heart, and I will show them how it's made worse because of drug prohibition. It's just amazingly failed policy.
And I don't think it's going to increase drug use. I really don't. I think people who are going to use drugs will find it right now, legal or otherwise.
Well, in Portugal, they found that the deaths on the highways were decreased after they legitimized and decriminalized all of these drugs because, yes, more people used marijuana, but fewer people were using alcohol. And if you're going to abuse one or the other, marijuana is not as impairing as alcohol. So there are benefits. But when it comes down to it, if they're going to use them, at least bring them closer to medical professionals that can help them instead of driving them farther away.
Exactly. And I would guess crime would go down, too, in terms of robberies and things like that. If you could regularly get your drugs, you know, at a clinic, let's say, at free or whatever, it's going to reduce that, isn't it?
And that's true. In fact, that's an experiment that's gone on for now a couple of decades in Switzerland, where they actually prescribe heroin so you can get it at pharmaceutical prices and under medically controlled circumstances. The shoplifting, for example, in the neighborhood surrounding clinics went down sevenfold because if you're even arrested, you're off the program, and people realize, wow, I'm going to be behind the eight ball if I can't get these medically controlled drugs. So that's where we're going, and we will go there. But the big one, the big factor here is marijuana, because I suggest maybe 85% of everybody in the country that uses any form of illicit substance uses only marijuana. So if we were to regulate and control that for adults, the sheer numbers of everybody else in the country using every other illegal drug combined would not justify this colossal bureaucracy we have to fight the war on drugs. It's money, George. It's just money that's running this show.
It really is, and I want everybody to know, I'm not endorsing that you go out and use drugs, heroin, cocaine, even pot. You know, if you can avoid it, avoid it. But just, you know, by putting people in jail for things like this, it's ridiculous. It's overtaxing our jails and our resources and everything else.
Truly so. And in fact, the mandatory minimum sentences, I mean, all of these things are just, we've gone crazy with trying to resolve our problems using jails and prisons, and it just is ruining people's lives. It's ruining families. It's just tearing us apart. And, by the way, we found in studies that in 1990 we were only half as successful in prosecuting homicides nationwide as we had been in 1980. Why? Because the Reagan administration, again, ratcheted up the war on drugs, and we're using all of these resources prosecuting nonviolent drug offenders. We didn't have then the resources to prosecute the robbers, rapers, and murderers. So, again, it just goes on and on.
Now, Judge, here's a problem. I think our black ops programs are funded by drug money. There's no question that after we went in and took over Afghanistan and got the Taliban out, who had controlled the poppy production to a minimum, and that's how you get heroin, that now it's flourishing. I've been told that we've even had some of our tremendous U.S. troops guarding the fields and protecting them. I think that money's going to black ops programs.
George, it's amazing how much corruption $1 million in cash can buy. You know, we tried actually for a while to take out the opium fields in Afghanistan. It was so disruptive that finally the DEA was instructed to leave them alone. All I would ask is people understand how much corruption you could buy for $1 million in cash and take it from there. It's shocking.
What else is on your bucket list these days?
Well, I'm involved with trying to reform our bail system, and that's something a little more esoteric that people really don't understand. But bail is meant to do two things. It's meant to keep people to come to trial, and it's also meant to try to keep people from being harmful to others during the interim, if they're going to threaten witnesses or the rest. But I hope everyone listening here would agree with me that it's simply flat out wrong to punish somebody before they've been convicted of an offense. And today we have, in so many jurisdictions, most states, we just have a bail schedule. So if you're charged with an assault and battery or something, they'll look at the schedule, they'll figure out whether you have any prior convictions, and they'll come up with a formula saying, okay, we're going to put $7,500 in bail on you, which means that you're going to have to come up with $750, 10%, in order to be released before trial. Most people cannot afford that. About 60% of everybody in jail in Orange County, where I'm from, Los Angeles, where I think you're from, are there without having been convicted yet. And most of them are there because they just don't have access to money. So let's put in a different system that has a detention release officer, a human being, actually, that can look at you, figure out what the seriousness of the offense is, figure out if you have children in school, you're very unlikely to fly
right.
the jurisdiction.
You're not
going to
be a flight risk. That's right.
And we have debtor's prison, in effect, in our country today because of this, and that's something that needs to be redone also. One more point, and that is because we're so overcrowded, George, in our jails, that we are releasing early people that have been convicted, but we don't have room for them, so we release them early, which makes kind of a mockery of the system, in order to keep people that have not been convicted incarcerated.
Interesting.
So this is something we need to do.
And is bail reform being looked at all around the country?
Yes, sir. We are in California. There's a measure right now before the legislature. Texas has already done it. And by the way, too, if you have a human being doing this, say you have mental health problems, and many of them do, I can order you as a condition of release not only to have an electric anklet on you so we can tell where you are, but you start getting mental counseling as a condition of your release. Or if you have drug problems, you can get drug counseling, that sort of thing, anger management. So we can start addressing the fundamental problems instead of just warehousing people.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.